we bring in, got Coach Eric Smith that's going to be joining us. About as close as I can get to that, you know.
To Yale?
Yeah, well, no. Either one. I've been to Yale and Harvard Avenue and Eastern Heights in Elyria. I've been to Harvard Avenue in Cleveland. So, you know, I mean, that's about as close as I can get. Let's bring in Eric Smith.
Do you feel smarter?
When Eric Smith joins us? Yeah. Always.
Ron knows what I'm talking about. Ron and I are proud graduates of a little Harvard onto hockey.
That's right.
Guys, if you could take a...
You bet.
Let's go Bobcats.
You just brushed that off. Harvard on the hockey.
Little
Harvard
I was trying hockey. To get you guys to... Jared was trying to get our picture taken. I was trying to get two Bobcats to look at the camera.
That's hard to do.
Well, it was impossible to do, actually.
We stayed away from cameras when we were in Athens.
Were they invented, Coach, when you were in Athens?
Polaroid, the instant cameras, and that was it.
Eric Smith joins us, the veteran head coach of the Avon Lake Shoreman. That's because I can't remember how many years, but I know it's been a while. Close to 20?
This will be 18 at Avon Lake, and then there was 8 before that at Fairview. And
302 wins, something like that?
Close to 300. 200, yeah. Over 202 at Avon Lake. And then
202.
202 yeah. at Avon Lake, close yeah. to 300 overall. And yeah. then first year was 1989 at Lakewood.
Coach.
A long time ago.
Yeah, one of those wins last year was a conference championship win in a game over North Ridgeville. To get that conference championship last year, what did that mean to you? What did it mean to the Shoreman?
Well, it meant a lot to the guys because they were, you know, it was a really good group of young men. We worked hard. They worked hard for it. And it was something they had set their sights on and worked for. And, you know, it was a very unselfish team, and they played together. And it was a lot of fun to be with that group of guys.
Eric, you had said to me a couple of times last year that I will take these young men anywhere and play anybody. And you know, I've heard a lot of coach speak over the years, but I really felt that that was genuine, that, you know, that you really felt that about that group of seniors that you had. Why was it so special?
You know, because they didn't care who got the credit. All they wanted to do was win basketball games, and they wanted to play the right way. They knew how we wanted to play. We wanted to play fast. We were going to defend. We were going to be tough, and they weren't afraid of anyone or the moment. And when you can get that as a coach, it's, you know, they coach themselves. A lot of times in practice, you know, we're barking everything out, and with that group last year, we didn't have to say a whole lot. They knew what they were supposed to do, and they did it. And like I said, you know, I would have gone anywhere and played anyone at any time. You know, worked well for us during the regular season. We got the conference championship. We didn't get the draw in the state tournament that I would have liked. You know, that's a topic for another day. But that's the way it goes. And again, I wasn't afraid to play them. And you know, we end up playing a really good Cleveland Heights team that ends up being, you know, a team that's getting to the regionals. You know, and we're playing them in the sectionals, and that's just the way it goes.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment, because there was some talk at the end of the season last year that they would change the way that the tournament was bracketed. Has that happened?
Somewhat. They're going to go on the seeding is going to be done by the by Max Preps. They're going to seed us that way, so we're not going to have to worry about seeding teams, but we're still going to place ourselves on brackets. We're not like football, where if you're the number one seed, you're going to play the 16, and then to play in 15. You know, we ended up being, I think we were the sixth seed last year in the Division I in Northeast Ohio. We ended up playing Cleveland Heights, who was the eighth seed.
Right.
I thought they were automatically putting
not
in the brackets.
Not this year. We're not going to be putting them. We'll still put ourselves on brackets this year at the end of the year. It's just the seeding is. We're not going to. We had to go and seed all 32 teams. You had to vote, and then add all the votes together.
So that's gone. You have no say.
We're not that anymore, okay. Which is good. But it is what it is.
So let me ask you this. You're a guy who, as we pointed out, over 200 wins at Avon Lake, over close to 300 in your career. So you've been around since 1989. You certainly have the experience to speak on or have an opinion on this. How would you like to see postseason done?
I would like to see it the way they do for football. And, you know, we have the computers. They have they can put us in and go NCAA tournament seeding and one through whatever it is, 32, and place them on the brackets and you play. You know, you should get some sort of, you know, reward for having a really good regular season and getting a one or a two seed, and, you know, not have to play someone right off the bat. that's going to be, you know, going to be a crazy challenge for you. You should have your chance to do that, but that's just not the way it is. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when we pulled ping pong balls out of a hat to decide what your seed was going to be.
Well, you also played bingo with corn kernels too, right?
We did. We did all those things. So, so you know, that's we've come a long way. But you know, as I told the guys last year, if you want to get to where you want to go, you're going to have to play somebody good.
So let's talk about the guys. Lost a lot.
They're gone.
Not only in leadership that you've already pointed out, but in athletic ability.
Right.
What do you have this year?
Well, we've got some pieces, parts coming back that were a part of last year. Peyton Lurch, who was a starter, started every game for us last year. He's coming back for us. Derek McCrum came off the bench for us last year. You know, obviously outstanding football season this year for Avon Lake. Tyler Burke's coming back. Those guys were all in the rotation and played big minutes for us last year. So it's not like the shelf is completely bare. We're going to be just fine with those guys. We have some guys coming up from the JV squad who got some good minutes last year, and you know we're going to be pretty competitive this year. I like this group of guys.
So how do you take the guys that didn't have as big a role last year that you need more out of this year? How do you get them to do that, and do they basically need to divide that up and share it, or is there one or two guys that they know that they've got to carry the load?
I think it becomes a natural progression. They can figure it out pretty well. You know, that's what the off season is about too. That's why we, you know, we play as much as we do in the off season, and then to figure out what their new roles are going to be, and stepping up and taking some leadership. You know, we're going to expect Peyton to score some more this year for us than he did last year. He was capable, but he didn't need to last year, and he understood that, and he stepped up. And you know, we're going to be fine.
How was the summer?
Summer was really good. Summer was really good. The kids buy in. They, you know, I love, like I said, I love being in Avon Lake. These guys, they love to be in the gym. They love to compete. It doesn't make any difference what sport it is, if it's football, basketball, baseball, wrestling. They're going to get out there, and they're going to compete, and they're going to work to get better. So it was a good off season for us.
Because of the success of last year's team and winning a conference championship, do you see additional numbers, or is that down the road? Like, do you see more kids coming out, middle school, freshman, JV, or how did that have any effect on
that,
on your program?
I don't think that really had any effect on us. We've always had numbers at Avon Lake. I had 40 kids try out for the freshman team this year. You know, we had 45 eighth graders when we were down there picking the eighth, seventh, and eighth grade teams. So that, you know, it's good. I think it's been what we've been doing. I've been there for 18 years, and it's kind of been how we've built the program and tried to make it a 7-12 thing, and it's been good.
Eric, this is more a philosophical question in general, not specific to, say, the Avon Lake experience, but you've been around long enough, you've played in enough big games, you have seen the atmosphere, and let's use the example of the Avon Lake Cleveland Heights tournament game last year, or the Avon Lake Avon game, no matter where you play it, the atmosphere that can be created around a high school basketball game. I'm old enough to give this opinion. I think it's changed a lot. I think there used to be a better atmosphere around consistently, not just for the big matchup, but on a consistent basis. And why do you think that's happened?
There's a lot of things, I think, to go into that. I think you're right. I think it's the consistent basis. I think, you know, big game atmosphere is going to be big game atmosphere.
Right.
You did the Avon Lake North Ridgeville game last year, last game of the regular season.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if we could have put anybody else in that gym last year, but on a consistent basis, there's so many other things these kids are doing. You know, that all these kids are specializing in sports. They're, if you're not playing basketball, they're at a soccer practice somewhere, or they're playing JO volleyball, or we're in speed strength training, and they're doing that 3-5 days a week.
Yeah.
So going to a basketball game at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night
is
and then the other thing, and I don't know, when we were in school, when I was in school, we weren't taking the classes these kids are taking. I mean, I'm looking at the schedule that these guys are taking, and they're taking 5 AP classes, and, you know, they're doing college work in high school. I was happy to take algebra when I was a senior.
Right.
You know, it was, and they're doing, there's so many things that are out there that we're expecting our kids to do. We're not giving kids time to be kids anymore.
And
I think that was part of it was, you know, we never missed a football game or a basketball game. It's what we did.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like you're old, but I miss that. I miss
I do too, but there was also way more a sense of community back then, because we're all the age where there wasn't any of this travel, this and AAU, that. Nothing against any of it, but the point is, I don't think there's the emphasis in the community on their town sports as much as there used to be. people are just, they're paying the same amount of money or more to go watch their kids in the summertime play different things. So I do think it has had a little bit of an effect on it. But we can have that conversation at 9 o'clock.
No, it's been, but right now, it's been fun now, to have Eric in because of his veteran experiences. And
but we can continue on with that at 9 o'clock. I'd love to have that conversation.
Let's go.
But that's 20 minutes away. We need to take a break. Up next, we'll hear from Larry Babix, and then we'll round it out.
Good luck this year.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
it. And we'll have Columbia's head coach, Josh Sharp, to round things out. We'll take this time out. We'll be back with more from Hoop Tech right after this on AM 930, FM 100.3. And Ron Yontz, we're online all the time.
Always, WEOL.com.